All right, if you could be known for just one thing, Dan, what would that be?
Oh gosh, that's a big one. Known for one thing, sharing. I'd like to not be the traditional, sort of cutthroat business owner. More so, I prefer the collaborative sort of approach. So, I guess that would be my answer.
What's the greatest lesson in leadership you've learned as an entrepreneur?
Oh yeah, you got to take the time to get to know your people on a personal level and coach and help them on a personal level. And there's yeah, you can't be, again, just I have such a negative opinion of how businesses were ran for most of history. I prefer a more collaborative approach, less ego. And so I think that's really important when managing, hiring, training people. You got to remove your ego and work with them personally.
Personal characteristic has been most pivotal to your success, Dan.
Persistence.
All right. All right, let's mix it up a little bit. I got these random questions here. Just let me know when to stop cutting the deck.
Okay, go ahead. Let's grab one.
All right, top of the deck. What remains undone that you've wanted to get done for years?
Oh, moving, stop buying residential properties, moving to commercial strip centers.
Right.
Yep.
All right. Give us a tip or trick that investors can implement in their business today.
Persistence, man. Going back to that, most of the deals we get 3, 6, 9, 12 months down the road. So I think most people quit way too soon. And when you identify a seller, assuming we're talking direct to seller, that is your avatar. Tactfully following up over the course of years is how you close deals.
Can you name a book that's helped to forge you as a leader or as an entrepreneur, and why?
A lot of different ideas, but Same As Ever is a recent one that I just read, and I think it's extremely helpful. Because it's really about human nature, right? Amongst all the rapid change in technology, what are the things that never change? And so really that's what that book is about. And I think that's incredibly useful, understanding human nature and how much none of what is going on, on a worldwide scale is new or different or unique. It makes, the headlines far less scary, and it's really useful when coaching and training people.
Okay, so before we wrap, send us out with a quote to help forge our listeners as leaders and entrepreneurs.
Oh, quote, man, these are hard ones. Okay, Alex Hormozi, and I don't know if this came from him originally, but it was on one of his podcasts. This is very applicable to me. Mistakes love a rushed decision.
Oh, loving Hormozi is great. Well, I hope that this episode breaks the internet, but whether it does or not, how about this? We'll mix it up one more time. Okay, I love to do this thing. Flip a coin, and if you get to call it. So if it lands on your chosen side, we'll ask you something deep, otherwise something prosaic. So heads or tails.
Heads.
All right. Right, let's see. Now, if I'm good at this, I should be able to. Can you see it? Okay, so tails. All
Okay.
right, so here we'll just ask you something very commonplace. What's your favorite color?
Blue.
All right, mine too. Look at this. Got the blue shirt.
Yeah.
Got to have the black background though. That makes it much easier to match. Much, much easier to match.
Sure.
All right, great. So here, now we got to make sure everybody's able to reach out to Dan Habercross. So email, website, carrier pigeon, smoke signals. What's the best way to get in touch with Dan?
DanHabercost.com or find me on Instagram, LinkedIn, or Facebook.
All right, amazing. Thank you so much for taking the time to share your knowledge and experience with our audience.
Thanks for having me, George.